الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل متاع الدنيا قليل والآخرة خير لمن اتقى ولا تظلمون فتيلا صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى اله واصحابه واتباعه وازواجه وذرياته Respected ulama, elders, brothers and sisters in Islam, young friends and children, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ultimate book of guidance is the glorious Quran. It is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which is recognized and accepted unanimously by the Muslims from the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam till today as the main source of guidance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alif Lam Mim, Dhalikal Kitabu La Rayba Fih, Hudal Lil Muttaqeen. This book is pure from any doubt. And it is a guidance for the people of taqwa. It is a source of guidance for the muttaqeen. And in another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ. The month of Ramadan is that month in which the Quran was revealed. Hudal linnas, as a source of guidance for the whole of humanity, for mankind. So it is a source of guidance, not only for the muttaqeen, but the whole of humanity. There are 114 surahs in the glorious Quran, and the experts on the Quran, who are known as the Mufassireen, as a result of their in-depth study, have concluded that the main theme of the Quran is, number one, Tawheed, number two, Risala, and number three, Ma'ad. The commentators of the Quran, the Mufassireen, are of the opinion that in each and every surah from the 114 surahs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made mention of these three topics. Sometimes we are able to understand it very easily, and sometimes we need the guidance of the ulama to understand it. In each and every surah, even the smallest of the surah, Inna a'tayna kal kawthar fasalli li rabbika wanhar inna shaniyaka huwal abtar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made mention of these three themes, these three topics. Tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawheed means Allah exists, Allah is there. There is someone who is controlling the whole of the universe. There is someone who has created the universe and who is controlling the universe. There is somebody who has always been there, who will always remain. There is someone who is independent of everybody and none is independent of him. So the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and thereafter his oneness. There is someone there who has created the heavens and the earth and everything that is in the heavens, everything that is on the earth. And he is only one. He has no partner. He has no equal partner. There is no one senior to him. There is no one junior to him. He is alone. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدُ. Say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alone. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. There is nothing like him, there is nothing similar to him. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٍ. There is no one equal to him, there is no one similar to him. بَدِيعُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. He is the only one who has brought the heavens and the earth into existence. No one else. أَرُونِي مَاذَا خَلَقُوا مِنَ الْأَرْضِ أَمْ لَهُمْ شِرْكٌ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. أَرُونِي مَاذَا خَلَقُوا. Oh my Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, say to the mushrikeen of Makkah Mukarrama, the non-believers of Makkah Mukarrama, that you believe in so many other gods besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, show me what they have created. the mountains, the trees, the streams, the rivers, the camels, the cows, the goats, the heavens, the sun, the moon, what have they created? What have they created independently without the aid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And if they have not created anything independently, have they taken part in the creation of anything in this universe with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Have they helped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Have they assisted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is Tawheed. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sole creator. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exists. He is the sole creator. And He is the sole being that is worthy of our worship. He is the sole being that is worthy of our sujood, that is worthy of our ruku, that is worthy of our salat, that is worthy of our tawaf, that is worthy of our udhiyah, qurbani, sacrifice. Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. Indeed my salat, indeed my sacrifice, indeed my life, indeed my death, everything belongs only to Allah, who is the Rabbul Alameen. There are many things which are exclusively only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is also part of Tawheed. Dua only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dua only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This belief that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can grant children, only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This belief that it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who can hear everything, who can see everything. Shaykh, peer, pious personality. My sheikh lives in Pakistan, my sheikh lives in America, my sheikh lives in India, but he is fully aware of my condition. This is shirk. Being able to know everything and being able to see everything, this quality is exclusive with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Answering prayers, this quality is exclusive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Being able to assist and help without anybody's aid, exclusive only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'een. Only you do we worship, only you do we seek for help. Only from you do we seek help. There are so many Muslims, in inverted commas, who believe in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when it comes to those qualities which are exclusive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they become the victims of shirk. They have similar beliefs regarding the pious people, the shuyukh. The fundamental quality that a person should look for in his shaykh is tawheed, even before taqwa and piety. The fundamental quality that a person should look for his shaykh before accepting him as his shaykh is tawheed. From his teachings, one should try to assess, is his efforts towards connecting those people around him with the Creator, with these beliefs that only Allah can do. Even my Shaykh cannot do anything without the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tazkiyah is also in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My Shaykh is only a means. Without the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my Shaykh is unable to do anything. Shaykh is only a means. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the Sahaba ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا. There was no great muzakki and murabbi than the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The cream of humanity, the approximately 124,000 anbiya alayhi musallatu wasallam, their cream was the orphan of Amina, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His sohbah, his company, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Abdullah ibn Salam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that the very first time my gaze fell on the blessed face of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, فَلَمَّا تَبَيَّنْتُ وَجْهَهُ, when I saw his blessed face for the very first time, فَلَمَّا رَأَيْتُ وَجْهَهُ تَبَيَّنْتُ أَنَّ وَجْهَهُ لَيْسَ بِوَجْهِ كَذَّابِ. I was 100% sure that this face cannot be the face of a liar. A poet has said, دیکھ کر اخلاق کو اور آپ کے الطاف کو غیر بھی کہتے ہیں تم ہو رحمت للعالمین. دیکھ کر اخلاق کو, after observing your manners, your etiquettes, the high standard of your morals, and after looking at your affection, and your kindness, even the non-Muslims are compelled to say you are rahmatul lil alameen. But here Abdullah ibn Salam radiyallahu anhu is affirming this point, that one does not even have to see his akhlaq. One does not even have to deal with him. Just by looking at his face, a person will conclude that this is nothing but the Messenger of Allah. His sohbah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed an angel for every human, and shaitan has appointed one shaitan with every human. This shaitan whispers in the heart, into the hearts and minds of the humans, whispers evil thoughts, do this, do that. He entertains evil thoughts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to help the human, has appointed an angel who whispers good thoughts. No, don't do that. No, don't do that. And this angel, he whispers good thoughts. Do this, do that. At that time, the shaitan whispers evil thoughts. It is for this reason, we always find that there is a battle going on in our minds. I want to do this. No, I can't, because this is the problem. I don't want to do this, but I have to, because this tug of war between the angel and the shaitan. We find from the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that there is only one way to save one's self from the whispers of shaitan, and that is to make the heart dhakir. The Quran says that this shaitan, who has been appointed by shaitan to whisper evil thoughts in our minds, is al-khannas, the one who steps back, the one who moves away. Alladhi yuwaswisu fi sudurin nasi min al-jinnati wan nas. Qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas, malikin nas, ilahin nas, min sharril waswas. Al-khannas. Shaitan is a very dangerous enemy, clear enemy. Inna shaitana lil insani aduwwum mubin. Open enemy. Open enemy. Inna shaitana lakum aduun, fattakhidhuhu aduwa. Shaitan is your enemy. So treat him as your enemy. Make him your enemy. Keep him your enemy. Always take him as your enemy. Never let this thought come in your mind that maybe he has become soft regarding me. Maybe he has changed his behavior regarding me. No. Allah is commanding. Inna shaitana lakum aduun, fattakhidhuhu aduwa. Regarding every other enemy, Allah says, idfa bil ladhi hiya ahsan. Allah says, always treat your enemy with goodness. If he treats you with evil, reciprocate with goodness. Regarding all the other enemies. And Allah says that if you reciprocate him with goodness, if you return goodness after his evil, then this goodness of yours will change him and make him your bosom friend, best friend. This is the quality of each and every human. But regarding shaitan, Allah knows that he will never become the friend of the sons of Adam. So he says, Inna shaitan lakum aduun fattakhidhuhu aduwa. It is for this reason, when we begin the recitation of the Quran, the recitation of the Quran and understanding the Quran, which is the source of guidance, is the first steps towards success. If we buy a watch, if we buy a clock, if we buy a Hoover machine, if we buy a washing machine, what do we do first? Guidebook. Read the guidebook. So Quran is the guidebook. Without this guide, we cannot reach Allah. Without this guide, we cannot reach Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Without this guide, we cannot reach Jannah. So what will happen is that if we make an intention to recite the Quran, then shaitan will prevent us from reciting it. Shaitan will come in our way. If we do recite it, shaitan will not let us understand it. Or he may create a misunderstanding. So, إِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. When you make intention to recite the Quran, then seek the refuge of Allah from shaitan, the rejected one. So that you are saved from the evils of shaitan, the whispers of shaitan, and you will be able to continue reciting the Quran, you will be able to understand it correctly, and thereafter you will be able to follow it. Here also, the last surah of the Quran, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ إِلَهِ النَّاسِ. I seek refuge. قُلْ أَعُوذُ, I seek refuge in the رَبُّ النَّاسِ, in the مَلِكُ النَّاسِ, in the ilahun nas, same thing. Rabbun nas is ilahun nas, and ilahun nas is malikun nas. The Rabb of the people, the King of the people, the deity and the God of the people. But to emphasize that without refuge of this being, who is Rabbun nas, who is malikun nas, who is ilahun nas, I cannot protect myself from the whispers of shaitan. And how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ending the Quran. Allahu Akbar. In Surah Fatiha, the human says, Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Oh Allah, guide me on the straight path. Show me the straight path. So Allah says, Alif lam mim dhalikal kitabu la raiba. This is the straight path, the whole Quran. Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Sirat al-ladhina an'amta alayhim. Ghayri al-maghdubi alayhim walad-dhalin. The path of those upon whom you have showered favors, not the path of those upon whom you have sent your wrath and anger. Oh Allah, show me that path. And he says, Ameen. Allah says, your dua is accepted. This is the path. Alif Lam Mim Zalikal Kitabu La Raiba Fih. Continue reading, understanding, practicing. This is the straight path. And at the end, Allah concludes the Quran with, Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbin Nas, Malikin Nas, Ilahin Nas. Indicating to the reader that whilst trying to understand
read, understand and practice this Quran, there is one big hurdle. There is one big enemy that will not let you read the Quran, that will not let you understand the Quran, and that will not let you practice the Quran. So now I have shown you the path. Read it, understand it, practice it, but at the same time continue asking my refuge from that enemy who is Al-Waswas and who is Al-Khannas. I seek the refuge of Rabbun Nas, the Rabb of the people, Malikun Nas, the King of the people, Ilahun Nas, the God of the people, the deity of the people, min sharril, from the evil of the al-waswas, evil of that who continually whispers evil into the hearts and minds of the believers. Al-Khannas, that whisperer who moves away, who moves away. Alladhi yuwaswisu fi sudurin nas, he is that who whispers into the hearts of the people. Min al-jinnati wan nas, and sometimes he is from the jinns and sometimes he is from the ins. Even the humans whisper, oh, there is no need to do that, not important. This is min al-jinnati wan nas, this is also whisper. Sometimes you want to do something good and a friend comes and he says, I need your help, it's urgent. This is when nas, this is the human whisperer. So we have shayateen from the humans and shayateen from the jinns also, both. Al-Khannas. Allah says that the whisperer who moves back, who moves back. We find the commentary of this in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the shaitan who is appointed by the leader shaitan on every human, he sits very close to the heart. And he has a nose or a trunk like the trunk of the elephant, and he injects these whispers into the heart of the human. As soon as the heart of the believer engages in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he moves away. So the whisperer who moves away upon the dhikr of Allah. It is for this reason our mashayikh emphasize a lot that make your hearts zakir so that you are protected from the whispers of shaitan. He will sit there, he will remain sitting there for years, for centuries as well if he has to. But he cannot. It is a fortified wall, the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He cannot whisper. It's like the electrified fence. He cannot move his trunk forward. The wall of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stops him. And when he is unable to whisper anything filthy in the heart is clean. And when the heart is clean, you find peace. Na dunya se, na dawlat se, na ghar abad karne se. Na dunya se, na dawlat se, na ghar abad karne se. Tasalli dil ko milti hai khuda ko yaad karne se. Dunya cannot give sukoon to the heart. Dawlat, wealth cannot give sukoon to the heart. Big homes, mansions cannot give sukoon to the heart. Sukoon of the heart comes only through the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that shaitan has appointed one of his followers who always remains with a believer, with a human, and he whispers evil. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to save his servants, has appointed an angel. So a sahabi radiyallahu said, oh messenger of Allah, what about you? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, same here. But because of my company, my shaitan has accepted Islam. There are two narratives of the ulama. Aslamo. Through the father of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I remain safe. Because my heart is zakir. And the other, Aslama, he has accepted Islam. So he does not whisper evil. The angel also whispers good. And now this shaitan, who used to be a shaitan, also whispers good. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, whose sahbah can be greater than the sahbah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? It is the unanimous opinion of the ulama, unanimous opinion of the, right from the time of the sahaba till today, that a person who came into the company of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for mere seconds, 2-3 seconds, in the state of iman, and his gaze fell on the blessed face of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the awliya of the ummah cannot match this one sahabi. Why? Because the sahbah of 2-3 seconds was so great that he reaches the sublime status of a sahabi. A sahabi. Sahabi comes from the root word sahbah. Every sahabi is known as sahbah. With our mashayikh, we say Hadrat Mawlana, Shaykh Arif Billah, Peer Tariqat, Shaykh Tariqat. But when it comes to sahabi, we say sahabi. We don't say Hadrat sahabi. We don't say Arif Billah sahabi. We don't say Shaykhul Hadith sahabi. Sahabi, why? Because this title is enough. Sahabi denotes the company of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and company of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam denotes everything, all the qualities. Despite this great status, despite this piety, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Quran that recite this to the Sahaba. وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ. If the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the rahmah and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was not with you, despite being given the company of my blessed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا. Only those who understand the Arabic language will be able to understand the emphasis. None of you would never have acquired the purity of your souls. None of you would never have acquired the purity of your souls. Those of us who are in suluk, we must understand this. That shaykh is only a means. Tazkiyah comes direct from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many a times our focus towards our shaykh is so much, so much, so much that we forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, we must respect the shaykh because he is the means. Creator is Allah, but parents are the means, so we have to respect them. Muallim is Allah. Muallim is Allah, but because the teacher and the ustad is the means, we have to respect the teacher. So Muzakki is Allah, he grants tazkiyah, and the shaykh is a means. So we need to pay him respect. But not to the extent that we give him the status of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If anything happens, we phone the shaykh, we ask him to make dua, and we say, now problem is over. I don't have to ask Allah. He is the agent between me and Allah. Tawheed. Tawheed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exists. He is only one. He is independent of all, and everybody is dependent upon him. Everybody is dependent upon him. And sujood is only for him. Sujood is only for him. So tawheed as a khaliq. He is alone as a khaliq, and he is alone as the deity who is worshipped. Sujood only for him, qurbani only for him, tawaf only for him, ruku only for him, spending in the path of Allah only for him, dua only for him. And there are seven qualities which only belong to him. Hearing everything at one time, only Allah can do. Knowledge of the unseen, only Allah. The ability to grant children, only Allah. The ability to grant male, female, only Allah. Quran emphasizes Tawheed. Tawheed. Thereafter, Risala. So the Quran's theme number one is to connect the people to their Creator. Theme number two, to connect the Ummatis or the people to the Messenger of Allah. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Because they will be able to understand Allah, they will be able to understand the message of Allah through the Messenger. Messenger. Over and over again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and brings proof after proof to establish that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Messenger of Allah. There should be no doubt. And any question that the kuffar and the mushrikeen used to raise against the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being the Messenger of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would reveal immediately an answer. And because Tawheed was more important than Risala, there were many instances where Risala was put into danger. Risala was put into danger. Many instances. For example, a mushrik would come and he would say that you perform this miracle, only then I will accept you as the Messenger of Allah. You perform this miracle and then only I will accept you as the Messenger of Allah. If the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam or the other Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala carried out the requests, each and every request that was put forward to them, then the thought process may have changed. That it seems this is a godly person, not only a godly person, he has authority from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it looks as if he is also part of Allah. So there were incidents where the kuffar and the mushrikeen come to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or the other messengers of Allah and say, perform this miracle and we will accept. He used to say, I am only a human and I am only a messenger of Allah. I can only do that which he instructs me to do. So for a while, messengership was put in danger. And people used to make false propaganda. See, he can't perform this. See, he couldn't do this. Allah tolerated that for a while, but Allah did not tolerate anything coming against Tawheed. Risala, the messengership of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number three, Ma'ad, life after death. Life after death. You will die one day. And after death there is another life. You will be again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over and over again. وَيَقُولُ الْإِنسَانُ أَإِذَا مَا مِتُّ لَسَوْفَ أُخْرَجُ حَيَّةً. This person comes to you, my messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he says, logic. أَإِذَا مَا مِتُّ, when I die and turn into ashes, لَسَوْفَ أُخْرَجُ حَيَّةً, I will be resurrected alive again. A time will come when I will be resurrected alive. These bones will become alive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, upon this question, upon this logic, answers, أَوَلَا يَذْكُرُ الْإِنسَانُ أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَلَمْ يَكُ شَيْئًا. In the second creation, at least, there are bones. His ashes are there. There is something to make him from. Does not the human remember, أَوَلَا يَذْكُرُ الْإِنسَانِ أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ. We have created him the first time. وَلَمْ يَكُ شَيَّا, when he was nothing. So if I was able to create him from nothing, am I not able to create him again from this dust? I will create you. You will be resurrected again. وضرب لنا مثلا ونسي خلقه قال من يحيي العظام وهي رميم. A non-believer came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with a bone in his hand and he crushed that bone and he turned it into ashes and he said, من يحيي العظام وهي رميم.
Once the bones are rotten, who will resurrect it again?
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately revealed, قُلْ, O my messenger, tell him, يُحْيِيهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةً.
That same creator will resurrect it again, who had created it the first time.
وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ خَلْقٍ عَلِيمٍ.
He is fully aware of each and every creature of his, who is buried where.
So much so that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that on the day of Qiyamah, when the people will be resurrected, يُحْشَرُ النَّاسُ حُفَاتًا عُرَاتًا غُرْلًا
غُرْلًا. Then when people will be resurrected on the day of Qiyamah, they will be resurrected without the sunnah of khatna. So the skin that was taken off when they were young children, even that will be intact with the body.
What does this denote? That small piece of skin that was cut off when this child was 1 year old, 1.5 year old, 6 months old,
on the day of Qiyamah, when this human will be resurrected from his grave, Allah will know where this piece is lying, and he will connect this piece to that human.
وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ خَلْقٍ عَلِيمٍ. The third theme is that there is a life after death, and in that life, each person will be retributed for his good and for his evil.
So the Quran connects us to Allah. The Quran connects us to His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the Quran connects us to the life hereafter. The life hereafter.
And it is through Tawheed, La ilaha illallah,
Risala, Muhammadur Rasulullah, under which comes all the other beliefs and the A'mal. It is through this, the whole La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, all the other aqaid beneath and all the A'mal underneath. It is this whole deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will connect us to the hereafter and make us successful in the hereafter.
So my friends, my appeal to each and every person who is sitting here is, please connect yourself to the Quran. If we connect ourselves to the Quran, we will automatically connect to Tawheed. We will automatically connect to Risala. And we will automatically connect to Akhirah. And it is the Akhirah that is important. It is the Akhirah that is important. Today we have no time for Quran. No time to recite the Quran, no time to learn the Quran, no time for tajweed, and no time to understand the message of the Quran. No time to understand the message of the Quran. Imam Ghazali, rahimahullah ta'ala, says that, O human, when a letter comes to you from a makhluk, you are a makhluk, a letter comes to you from a makhluk, and you open that letter, but you know Urdu and not English, and the letter is in English. Or you know English but not Urdu, and the letter is in Urdu. A letter comes to you from a makhluk. So a letter of a makhluk to another makhluk. And it is a letter that you are unable to understand. You will not rest in peace until you go to somebody and ask him to read it out for you and explain it to you.
So Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi says that, human, a letter comes to you. You are makhluk. A letter of makhluk comes to another makhluk. And any letter has either of two news. Either it's a good news or a bad news. So he says that a letter comes to you from a makhluk, from another makhluk. And it has either good news or bad news. And this good news is temporary. And bad news is also temporary. Somebody has passed away. This grief will remain with you for 1 month, 2 months, 3 months. End of the story. Good news, somebody has given birth to someone. Your granddaughter has given birth to someone. It will make you happy for a while. End of the story. A letter of a makhluk comes to you. Oh makhluk. A letter of a makhluk comes to you. So letter of makhluk to the makhluk with news of limited happiness. News of limited grief. But you cannot sit in peace until you understand what the message is.
Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi says, are you not ashamed of yourself that a letter of the Khaliq has come to the makhluk? A letter has come from the Khaliq. Allahu Akbar. My friends, don't just listen to my words. Let my words pierce through your heart and create remorse and regret. I am 50 years old and I have not been able to understand what my Creator is telling me in Suratul Fatiha, which is recited in every rakat of my salah. And I do not know what my Creator is saying to me. I read Yasin daily, but I do not know what my Creator is telling me. Letter of the Khaliq has come to the makhluk. And it has come through the best of the messengers. Allahu Akbar. To deliver this message, he chose the best of the messengers. Best of the messengers. He chose the best of the addresses, best of the places, Makkah, Mukarrama, Madina, Munawwara. He chose the best of the angels, Jibreel. He chose the best of the months, Ramadan. He chose the best of the nights, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Look at the importance of this letter. And it is his kalam, his kalam. It is not only a message, it is his kalam. It is his word. There is a difference between Torah, Zabur, Injil and the other books of Allah. They were the books of Allah. They were not kalam of Allah. This is not only the book of Allah. This is the kalam of Allah. Kalam of Allah means his word. It has emanated from him. It has always been there. It will always remain. The kalam of Allah. It also contains the news of happiness and news of grief. But news of everlasting happiness. News of everlasting grief. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. Those people who accept Iman, those people who carry out good deeds, they are the people of Jannah. In it they will remain forever and ever. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا. Those people who reject and belie our signs. أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ. They are the people of Jahannam. هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. They will remain in it forever and ever. So a letter from a makhluk comes to you with temporary happiness, news of temporary happiness, news of temporary grief. You cannot sit in peace. I remember in my childhood, I came into this country at the age of 10. In my childhood, those were not the days of the telephone. So if there was any good news, bad news amongst the relatives in the UK, in South Africa, they would send a telegram. And my village was very small. It still is very small. So when the postman used to come with a telegram, the news used to spread throughout the village. And approximately 80, 90 houses, everybody used to gather. A telegram has come. There must be some very important news. It's not a letter, it's a telegram. It's urgent. And they would appoint 2-3 people to go to the nearest person who knew only broken English. Broken English, that can you go to this person and ask him what message this telegram contains? Those of you from Pakistan, India, Bangladesh must have experienced the same in those days. And the whole village would sit in that house and wait for that message. Has somebody passed away? Is somebody seriously ill? What's the news? That is how much importance people give to this message. 2 lines of telegram, a short message. And here we have a letter from the Creator which contains the news of eternal happiness, eternal grief, which is the only source of success. And we have no time. Half an hour, 3/4 of an hour per week in the masjid, Darsya Quran takes no time. I am unaware whether Darsya Quran takes place here or not in this masjid. But the masajid that I know where Darsya Quran takes place, you will see a handful of people in the Darsya Quran. Some places 5 people, some places 10 people. The maximum it will go to is 20, 25. As soon as salat is over and the announcement is made that Darse Quran will take place after the salah, everybody is out. And when the imam, after conducting his dars, and the brothers who take part in this dars, when they leave the masjid, they will find many brothers standing outside in the car park. I will also request all of you that when you hear this announcement that Darse Quran will take place, read A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. Because it is Shaitan who does not let you come towards the Quran. Say A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. We are all concerned about our deen. Those people who go in da'wah and tabligh, they are concerned about their deen. Those people who go to the mashayikh for i'tikaf to spend time in their company, they are also concerned about their deen. Those people who continually go for umrah and hajj, they are also concerned about their deen. Those people who are engaged in relief work, they are also concerned about their deen. Those people who teach in the maktab, they are concerned about their deen. Those people who open darulums and take all the burden on the shoulders of the boarding and all the administration, they also worried about deen. All these groups and many more who claim that we are doing this for deen to become successful in the hereafter, I ask them, those in the madaris, those in dawah and tabligh, those in relief, those in khanqahs, those who sit with the mashai, what is deen? Where is deen? What is deen? Deen is Quran, deen is ahadith. If we want to become successful and we do not connect ourselves to the Quran or the hadith, how can we become successful in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If we are sincere that we want to become successful in deen, we need to understand deen, we need to know deen. And deen we will only know if you know Quran and Hadith. And we will only know Quran and Hadith if we sit in the company of those people who know Quran and Hadith. Please, my friends, please, let us set all our differences aside that Shaitan has created. What has Shaitan done? I was telling my friends during the month of Ramadan, some ulama came to meet me from Sri Lanka. They had come to tour this country. So they came and we started talking and I came to know that Alhamdulillah, the Sri Lanka brothers are showing concern regarding their future generations in this country. So they are making centers in various parts of the country. So I said to the friends around me, I said, look, Islam is only one. But you look throughout the country and people are building masjids on the basis of their ethnic background. This masjid is constructed and run by the Gujarati brothers. This masjid is constructed and run by the Pakistani brothers. In fact, you hear the young people say that I perform my Maghrib Salah in the Bengali masjid today. I perform my Isha Salah in the Pakistani masjid today, in the Gujarati masjid today, in the Sri Lanka masjid today, in the Somalia masjid today. All these barriers, where are these barriers coming from? Shaitan is dividing the Muslim ummah, Muslim community. Manfaat ek hai is qaum ki, nuksan bhi ek. Manfaat ek hai is qaum ki, nuksan bhi ek. Ek hi sab ka nabi, deen bhi, iman bhi ek. Haram paak bhi, Allah bhi, Quran bhi ek. Allah karo rahmat nazil farmaye Iqbal par. کہ کیسا پیغام چھوڑ کر گیا امت کے لیے. کاش کہ امت صرف اس کے سارے اشعار کو بھول جاتی اور اسی کو پکڑ لیتی. یہ ایک شعر اگر پکڑ لیتی علامہ اقبال کے ان دو شعروں کو پکڑ لیتی آج امت, تو ہمارے امت کے سارے مسائل حل ہو جاتے. سارے انٹرنیشنل لیول کے جو پولیٹیکل مسائل ہیں وہ بھی حل ہو جاتے. میرے بھائیوں, میں آپ سے کہتا ہوں, امت میں اتحاد اگر آ جائے, یونٹی اگر آ جائے. آج کل ہم میں سے ہر شخص محنت کر رہا ہے دین کے لیے نہیں, اپنے گروپ کو, اپنے حلقے کو, اپنی جماعت کو بڑا کرنے کے لیے, اپنی جماعت کو پروموٹ کرنے کے لیے. کاش کہ ہم سب کچھ بھول کر کے اللہ کے دین کو بلند کرنے کی کوشش کرتے, اللہ کے کلمے کو بلند کرنے کی کوشش کرتے. Remove these borders. منفعت ایک ہے اس قوم کے, نقصان بھی ایک. ایک ہی سب کا نبی, دین بھی, ایمان بھی ایک. حرم پاک بھی, اللہ بھی, قرآن بھی ایک. کچھ بڑی بات تھی ہوتے جو مسلمان بھی ایک. شکوا کر گیا اقبال. اقبال از کمپلیننگ کچھ بڑی اس ایٹ دیٹ ٹائم. اینڈ
paid heed to this message of Iqbal. Until today, we are just progressing in disunity. And this is not the message of Iqbal. Iqbal has put into poetry the message of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Manfaat ek hai is qawm ki nuksan bhi ek. This Muslim ummah, the profit is one and the loss is one. If I make a profit, it is not my profit, it is the profit of the whole ummah. Because I am the brother of the whole ummah. And if our Muslim brother makes a loss in Afghanistan or in Pakistan or in Africa, that should hurt all of us because he is our brother, it is our loss. Our profit is one, our loss is one. Manfaat ek hai is qawm ki nuksan bhi ek. Ek hi sabka nabi, deen bhi, iman bhi ek. Our nabi is one, our deen is one, our iman is one. Haram paak bhi, Allah bhi, Quran, our haram is one. Our Allah is one, our Quran is one. The only thing that is not one is the ummah. Kuch badi baat thi hote jo musalman bhi ek. If only the Muslims were one. If only, he saw that, Iqbal saw the turmoil, Dr. Iqbal saw the turmoil. At that time, the turmoil that the ummah was in. And he said, the problem is our disunity. And he said, you to Sayyid bhi ho, Mirza bhi ho, Afghan bhi ho. Allama Iqbal could see the divisions on the basis of their ethnic background. You to Sayyid bhi ho, Mirza bhi ho, Afghan bhi ho. I belong to the Sayyid family. I belong to the Mirza family. I belong to the Afghan tribe. You to Sayyid bhi ho, Mirza bhi ho, Afghan bhi ho. Tum sabhi kuch ho. You are everything. But tell me one thing. Tum sabhi kuch ho. Zara batao, Musalman bhi ho. You are everything. Just tell me, are you a Muslim or not? You are everything but not Muslim. Man batta bihi amalu, lam yusra bihi nasabuhu. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one whose amal keeps him behind, his family lineage will not take him forward on the day of Qiyamah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ سُوَرِكُمْ وَلَا إِلَىٰ أَجْسَامِكُمْ وَلَاكِنْ يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَعَمَالِكُمْ. Allah does not look at your faces. Allah does not look at your colors. Allah does not look at your bodies. Allah looks at your amal and what your hearts possess. Bilal was the black of the blackest. But he will be in front of millions of people on the day of Qiyamah. When Makkah Mukarramah was liberated, and the time for the first Salah arrived, the time for the first Salah, and the Sahaba Rizwanullahi Ta'ala Ali Majma'in knew the honor that lies in calling out the Azan. And then in Haram Sharif, and then a historical Azan, the first Azan after the Congress, so it was like the opening of Haram Sharif. So everybody was there, looking towards the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for instruction. Abu Bakr was there, Umar was there, Uthman was there, Ali was there. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked around and said, where is Bilal? Where is Bilal? So Bilal said, here, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, climb the roof of Kaaba. And from the roof of Kaaba, call out the Adhan. إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يَرْفَعُ بِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ أَقْوَامًا. It is through this book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah elevates people. Everybody was in the Haram Sharif, looking at the honor that was granted to Bilal by Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bilal is standing on the roof of the Kaaba and calling out the first Azan in the history of Islam. And what was his honor? The Quraysh chiefs were sitting in the Haram Sharif, and three of them started talking amongst themselves. One of them said, could Muhammad not find a better person than this black crow? Why? Because in the Jahiliya period, Jahiliya, people judged each other on the basis of their color, on the basis of their ethnic backgrounds, on the basis of their creed, on the basis of family lineage. That was the Jahiliya period. Islam does not teach this. Islam does not teach this. So he said, could Muhammad not find anyone better than this black crow? So the other one said, my father is very lucky. My father is very lucky that he died before seeing this unblessed day. My father is very lucky that he died before witnessing this unlucky day. So the third one said, I also have the desire to make a comment, but I am scared that Muhammad will come to know of it because the angel may inform him. So he also did not like it, but he did not utter the words that he wanted to say. Bilal was so important in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that despite these three people being very close to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as far as family lineage was concerned, they were from the Quraysh and they were big people in Makkah Mukarrama. Despite and Bilal, a stranger, total stranger, but Allah loved Bilal so much that he sent Jibreel immediately, and he asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to recite this verse to the people. Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa unsa, we have created all of you from one mother and one father. You're Pakistani, your father is Adam and your mother is Hawa. Then in Pakistan, Sindhi, your father is Adam and your mother is Hawa. Punjabi, Adam and Hawa. Baluchistan, Adam and Hawa. Sarhad, Adam and Hawa. Same, wherever you are. Arab, Ajam, Adam and Hawa. You all belong to your brothers and sisters. Inna khalaqnakum min zakari. Why do you look down upon somebody else? Inna khalaqnakum min zakari wa unsa. If he is bad, you are also bad. If he is despised, you are also despised because you belong to the same root. So if you are good, he must be good. And if he is bad, you must be bad. On the basis of color, on the basis of inna khalaqnakum min zakarin wa untha waj'alnakum shu'uban wa qabail, and we have made you into tribes and into families, we have divided you into so that lita'arafu, so that you are able to recognize each other. If we all had the same faces, same noses, same eyes, same color, same names, how would we be able to recognize each other? In Chorani, if you had two people with the name Khalid Muhammad, one was Pakistani, one was Gujarati, then it would be easy to recognize. Go and call Khalid Muhammad. Which Khalid Muhammad? Khalid Muhammad, Pakistani. Pakistani, Gujarati, Arab, Ajam, not to despise each other. Lita'arafu, so that you recognize each other. Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. You are looking at the color of Bilal and looking down upon him. The most honorable in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one with most taqwa. And it is for this reason of taqwa that you are seeing Bilal on the top of Kaaba today. Inna Allah alimun khabir. Allah is all knowing, all aware. Allah knows the conditions of the heart. And on that basis Allah will decide. So I was saying, friends, let us make, I'm concluding now, let us make akhirah our goal. Quran was revealed to connect us to Allah, connect us to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, connect us to akhirah. That was the maqsad of Quran. It is the founder of hidayah, of guidance. It is the guidebook for this human machine. And without reading it, without understanding it, this human machine cannot become successful. So let us connect ourselves to the Quran. Once we connect ourselves to the Quran, and once this Quran enters our hearts, once Tawheed enters our hearts, because that is the maqsad of the Quran. Not only the words that our students have memorized, this is the beginning, they've memorized the words. Now they need to understand the Quran and make sure that the Tawheed enters the heart, Risala enters the heart, and the love for Akhirah enters the heart. Once that happens, then we will see the taste of Jannah in this very world before we even enter Jannah. Allama Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala was once jailed for a long period of time. So somebody showed some grief. He said, why are you grieved? Why are you? I am not grieved. I am very happy. And he said that nobody can take away anything from me. Nobody can take away anything from me. They've taken away my house. They've taken away my family. They've taken away my wealth. He said, no, nobody can take anything. Why? Because I carry my Jannah in my heart all the time. So whether I am out of jail or in jail, my Jannah stays with me. Huh? And when the Tawheed enters the heart, and when Risala enters the heart, and when the fikr of the Akhirah enters the heart, then all the time you will find Allah, Allah, Allah in the heart. The remembrance of Allah in the heart. And the poet says, Hardam Allah, Allah kar, نور سے اپنا سینہ بھر, جیے تو اس کا ہو کر جی, مرے تو اس کا ہو کر مر.
ہر دم اللہ اللہ کر, all the time اللہ اللہ اللہ, enlighten your heart with the ذکر of اللہ. And this we can do by connecting ourselves to the Quran, to the توحید, رسالت and the آخرت. ہر دم اللہ اللہ کر, نور سے اپنا سینہ بھر, through this اللہ اللہ, enlighten your heart, fill your heart with the نور of اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی.
جیے تو اس کا ہو کر جی, live whilst becoming اللہ's, مرے تو اس کا ہو کر مر, and die whilst in the state of becoming اللہ's. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us all. It is a very, very happy moment for the people of Chorley especially, and for the people of the whole UK and the people of the whole world, that alhamdulillah two students of Ar-Rahma Academy are today putting the whole Quran to memory. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has mentioned many virtues regarding the Huffaz. We pray that may this Quran remain in their hearts until they breathe their last, and may they become good ulama rabbaniyin, who are able to understand the Quran and who are able to practice the Quran and who are able to propagate the message of the Quran not only amongst their community but throughout the world. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina muhammad wa ala alihi wa sallam.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك, يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها, أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين, ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم زينا بزينة الإيمان واجعلنا هداة مهتدين. اللهم اهد الناس جميعا, اللهم اهد الناس جميعا, اللهم اهد الناس جميعا. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا, اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا, اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم لا تؤمنا لك ولا تنسنا ذكرا, ولا تهتك عنا سترا, ولا تجعلنا من الغافلين. اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق, واعمالنا من الرياء, والسنتنا من الكذب, واعيننا من الخيانه, فانك تعلم خائنه الاعين وما تخفي الصدور. اللهم اعز وحشتنا في قبورنا. اللهم ارحمنا بالقران العظيم, واجعله لنا اماما ونورا وهدى ورحمه. اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا, وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا, وارزقنا تلاوته آلاء الليل وآلاء النهار, واجعله لنا حجة يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعلنا ممن يحب حلاله ويحرم حرامه ويقيم حدوده. اللهم اجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا وجلاء أحزاننا وجهاد غرورنا وهمومنا وسعيقنا وقائدنا إلى جنات النعيم. يا أرحم الراحمين رحمك معاملة فرما, كرمك معاملة فرما, يسر سهولتك معاملة فرما, عفو عافيتك معاملة فرما, فضل عنايتك معاملة فرما. ہم سب کی گناہوں کو معاف فرما, ہماری ورزشوں سے درگزر فرما, صراط مستقیم پر چلنے کی جلنے کی توفیق عطا فرما. یا ارحم الراحمین ہماری سیئات سے درگزر فرما, چھوٹے بڑے ہر گناہ کو معاف فرما, چھوٹے بڑے ہر گناہ کو معاف فرما, چھوٹے بڑے ہر گناہ کو معاف فرما. ہمیں اپنے خاص بندوں میں شامل فرما, اپنے محبوبوں میں شامل فرما, اپنے عاشقوں میں شامل فرما, اپنے متقی بندوں میں شامل فرما, اپنے ذاکر بندوں میں شامل فرما, اپنے داعی بندوں میں شامل فرما. علم کی دولت سے زیادہ مال فرما, عمل کی توفیق عطا فرما. یہ ارحم الراحمین مرنے سے پہلے پہلے مرنے کی تیاری کی توفیق عطا فرما, سچی پکی توبہ کی توفیق عطا فرما. یہ ارحم الراحمین سچی پکی توبہ کی توفیق عطا فرما. یہ حضرت ابراہیمی ختم قرآن کا موقع یہ قبولیت کا موقع ہوتا ہے یہ ہم ابراہیمی اور آپ کی بارگاہ میں بارگاہ کی طرف رجوع کر کے ہم پچھلے تمام گناہوں سے توبہ کرتے ہیں ندامت کے ساتھ ابراہیمین عزم کرتے ہیں کہ آئندہ کوئی گناہ نہیں کریں گے یہ ہم ابراہیمی ہمارے گناہ کو جواب فرما ہمیں اس گناہ پر ثابت قدمی نصیب فرما ابراہیمین ہمیں آخرت کی فکر عطا فرما قرآن سے جوڑ دے قرآن والوں سے جوڑ دے علم سے جوڑ دے علم والے سے جوڑ دے ابراہیمین اس پر عمل کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرما دنیا کے کونے کونے تک اس علم کو پہنچانے کی توفیق عطا فرما یہ ہم ابراہیمین آخرت کی ساری منزل آسان فرما جنت الفردوس میں انبیاء صدیقین شہداء صالحین کی رفاقت عطا فرما یہ ہم ابراہیمین جہنم سے اپنے غصے سے اپنی ناراضگی سے ہماری حفاظت فرما ابراہیمین تجھے ناراض کرنے والے ہر کام سے ہمیں محفوظ فرما تجھے راضی کرنے والے ہر کام کی توفیق عطا فرما ابراہیمین ہم میں جو بیمار ہے انہیں شفاء کاملہ عاجلہ مستمرہ دائمہ نصیب فرما ابراہیمین دائم کی باطنی جسمانی روحانی بیماریوں سے نجات عطا فرما ابراہیمین جو پریشان حال ہیں ان کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما جو مصیبت زدہ ہے انہیں عافیت عطا فرما ابراہیمین ہم میں جو بے رشتہ ہے انہیں نیک رشتہ عطا فرما جن رشتوں میں رکاوٹیں ہیں ختم فرما جن رشتوں میں رشتے داریوں میں ناچاریاں ہیں ختم فرما ابراہیمین امت کو بھی ایک اور نیک بنا دے شیر و شکر بنا دے سب کے دلوں میں جوڑ دے سب کے دلوں میں جوڑ دے سب کو ایک دوسرے کی محبت عطا فرما ہمدردی عطا فرما خیر خائی عطا فرما سب کو الفت عطا فرما انس عطا فرما اتفاق اتحاد مودت محبت والی زندگی عطا فرما اے ارحم الراحمین اے ارحم الراحمین دینے والا بنا دے دینے والا بنا دے ادھر عالمین لینے کا جذبہ ختم فرما ادھر عالمین راحت پہنچانے والا بنا دے راحت لینے کا جذبہ ختم فرما ادھر عالمین دوسروں کی عزت کرنے والا بنا دے عزت دینے کا جذبہ ختم فرما اے ارحم الراحمین دوسروں کو خوشیاں پہنچانے والا بنا دے خوشیاں دینے کا جذبہ ختم فرما اے ارحم الراحمین ہمیں اپنا بنا دے پیدا کرواڑا زمین تجھے بھی ناراض کرتے رہے تیرے دشمن شیطان کی برما برداری کرتے رہے ادارہ زمین دشمن کی بغاوت نصیب فرما دشمن کی بغاوت نصیب فرما دشمن کی بغاوت نصیب فرما اور تیری وفا عطا فرما تیرے ساتھ وفائی کرنے والا بنا دے ابراہیمین تیرے ساتھ وفائی کرنے والا بنا دے ابراہیمین ہمیں اس کے لیے کوشش کرنی چاہیے محنت کرنی چاہیے مگر یہ ابراہیمین شیطان نفس سے ہم اتنے میں نہیں ہو چکے ہیں کہ تیری مدد کے بغیر ہمیں قدم بھی نہیں اٹھا سکیں گے ابراہیمین دستگیری فرما دستگیری فرما ہمارے قلوب کو گھیر دے ہمارے دلوں کو گھیر دے ابراہیمین ہمارے دلوں کو ہدایت کی راہ پر ڈال دے اسلام کی محبت کی راہ پر ڈال دے ابراہیمین اسلام کے لیے مر مٹنے والا جذبہ عطا فرما ابراہیمین ہمیں جو بے اولاد ہے اولاد سارے عطا فرما اولاد والوں کو اولاد کی طرف سے اپنی ڈھنڈر عطا فرما ہمارے گھروں میں بھی اولاد پیدا فرما ابراہیمین حفاظ پیدا فرما مفتی پیدا فرما ابراہیمین دائی پیدا فرما محدثین مفسرین پیدا فرما اولیاء پیدا فرما حکیم کی جماعت پیدا فرما قیامت تک ہماری نسلوں میں ان صفات کو جاری اور ساری فرما ابراہیمین ہم لوگوں کے گھر ہے انہیں بہترین مکان عطا فرما جو بے روزگار ہے انہیں وسعت والی برکت والی روزی عطا فرما جو رزق کی تنگی میں مبتلا ہے الہ العالمین انہیں وسعت عطا فرما الہ العالمین جو قرض میں ڈوبے ہوئے ہیں انہیں سبکدوش فرما یہ ارحم الراحمین جو جیلوں میں بیٹھے ہوئے ہیں مقدمات میں پھنسے ہوئے ہیں باعزت رہائی نصیب فرما الہ العالمین جو گھروں سے بھاگے ہوئے ہیں انہیں واپس لوٹا جو اولاد اپنے ماں باپ سے بچھڑی ہوئی ہے الہ العالمین انہیں اپنے ماں باپ کے گلے سے سینے سے لگا دے یہ ارحم الراحمین دنیا اور آخرت کی ہر خیر ہمیں عطا فرما دنیا اور آخرت کے ہر شر سے ہماری حفاظت فرما ہمارے والدین کی بھی مغفرت فرما ہمارے والدین کی مغفرت فرما ان کے لیے جنت کی کھڑکیوں کو کھول دے انہیں راحتیں عطا فرما الہ العالمین تیرے خزانے میں کوئی کمی نہیں آئے گی تو اپنے ان بندوں کی مغفرت فرما دے انہیں جنت کی خوشی عطا فرما دے الہ العالمین تیری مغفرت کا پروانہ عطا فرما دے الہ العالمین مسلمانوں عالم کی حال کر ہم فرما جہاں جہاں پریشان حال ہے مسلمان وہاں ان کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما ان کی دستگیری فرما الہ العالمین دنیا سے ظلم کا خاتمہ فرما ظالموں کے ہاتھوں کو پکڑ لے ظالموں کی گردنوں کو پکڑ لے الہ العالمین الہ العالمین انہیں روک لے الہ العالمین انہیں روک لے الہ العالمین انہیں روک لے الہ العالمین امن کو عام فرما راحتوں کو عام فرما سکون کو عام فرما رب العالمین سکون کے اطمینان کے امن کے خوشیوں کے برکتوں کے عام ہونے کے لیے جو جو رکاوٹیں انہیں ختم فرما, جن جن اسباب کی ضرورت ہے غیب سے انتظام فرما, بالخصوص ایمان اور تقوی کے لیے انتظام فرما. یا رب العالمین آج جن بچوں نے قرآن کی حفظ قرآن کی تکمیل کی ہے انہیں بے انتہا قبول فرما, انہیں بے انتہا قبول فرما, انہیں بے انتہا قبول فرما, انہیں مقبولین میں شامل فرما. العالمین ان کے سروں پر قبولیت کی دستار پہنا کے یا رب العالمین ان کے دلوں میں قرآن کی محبت پیدا کرنا, العالمین ان میں دین کی نہ اجلے اور امتیاز ادا کرنا, العالمین سرد صالحین کے طریق پر ان کو چلا دے, انہیں دین کی باغ بھر سنبھالنے والا بنا دے, امت کی قیادت سنبھالنے والا بنا دے, ان کے دلوں میں امت کی فکر پیدا کرنا, العالمین امت کی ہمدردی میں ادا کرنا, العالمین امت کے لیے تڑپنے والا بنا دے, العالمین امت کے لیے تڑپنے والا بنا دے, امت کے لیے تڑپنے والا بنا دے, العالمین ان کے سینوں کو علم کا زنجیرہ بنا دے, العالمین ان کے سینوں کو علم کسبی علم وحدی دونوں کا زنجیرہ بنا دے, العالمین انہیں ہمارے یہاں ڈیجیٹل میں بنا دے, انہیں آخرت میں ہمارے لیے نجات کا ذریعہ بنا دے, غلط راستے سے غلط صحبت سے غلط سوچ سے غلط خیالات سے ان کی حفاظت فرما, امت کے جتنے بھی بچے ہیں العالمین سب کو ان کی ماں باپ کی آنکھوں کی دہشت بنا دے, ان کے ماں باپ کے لیے آخرت میں نجات کا ذریعہ بنا دے. یا رب العالمین ہم نے آج کی اس نشست میں جو کچھ کہا اس پر عمل کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرما, العالمین اس کو حرز جان بنانے کی توفیق عطا فرما, جو کچھ سنا اس پر عمل کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرما. العالمین ہم سب ہدایت کے محتاج ہیں, آپ ہماری ہدایت کیجیے, آپ ہماری رہنمائی کیجیے. العالمین تو ہمیں کبر سے بچا لے, بڑائی سے بچا لے, عجبہ سے بچا لے, ریا سے بچا لے, العالمین حق قبول کرنے والا بنا لے, العالمین باطل کے لیے غلط خیالات کے لیے اور غیر حق کے لیے ہمارے دلوں کے دروازوں کو بند فرما دے. یا رب العالمین دستگیری فرما, رحم کرم کا معاملہ فرما. یا رب العالمین ہمارے ماں باپ ہمارے اساتذہ ہمارے مشائخ میں سے جو جو زندہ ہے ان کی عمروں میں برکت پیدا فرما, ہمارے ان کی دعاؤں سے اور ان کی روحانیت سے ہمیں مستفید فرما. العالمین جو دنیا سے جا چکے ہیں انہیں اپنی جواب رحمت میں جگہ عطا فرما. یا رب العالمین جن جن بھائیوں نے بہنوں نے ہمیں دعا کے لیے کہا ہے لکھا ہے, جو ہم سے متوقع ہے, جن کا ہم پر حق بنتا ہے, جو ہم سے تعلق رکھتے ہیں, محبت رکھتے ہیں, خصوصاً ہمارے ماں باپ, ہمارے اساتذہ, ہمارے مشائخ, دوست, احباب, حاضرین مجلس, شہداء, علمی سمجھی کے تمام جائز دل مقاصد کو پورا فرما. یہ رحم الراحمین پورے عالم میں دین کی جتنی محنتیں جس جس لائن سے ہو رہی ہے سب کو بے انتہا قبول فرما, سب کو اپنی بارگاہ میں مقبولیت عطا فرما, سب کو آپس میں محبت کے ساتھ کام کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرما, ایک دوسرے کا رفیق بنا دے, ایک دوسرے کا معاون بنا دے. یہ رحم الراحمین, یہ رحم الراحمین اس مسجد میں ہم اس وقت بیٹھے ہوئے ہیں, اس مسجد کو, اس مدرسے کے تحت چلنے والے جتنے کام ہو رہے ہیں ان سب کو بے انتہا قبول فرما. العالمین اس کے آگے جو جتنے منصوبے ہیں انہیں کامیابی عطا فرما, اور ان سارے کاموں کے لیے جو وسائل کی ضرورت ہے سب کا غیب سے انتظام فرما, اور رحم اکیڈمی کو بے انتہا قبول فرما. العالمین اس کے لیے آگے کے جو بھی منصوبے ہوں انہیں کامیابی عطا فرما, اور ان کے لیے جو وسائل کی ضرورت ہے سب کا غیب سے انتظام فرما. دونوں جگہ پر جو منتظمین حضرات ہیں اور جو اساتذہ ہے, جو علماء ہے, ان کے اخلاص میں, ان کے اتفاق میں, ان کے علوم میں, ان کے فیوز میں الہ العالمین خوب برکت پیدا فرما. سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون وسلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ رب العالمین واخر دعوانا ان الحمد للہ رب العالمین وبرحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین.
Two very important announcements. Firstly,